from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week, we're going to be talking about a shortish report written by Sprout Labs in Australia. And it's called Developing a Digital Mindset for L&D, Powerful Methods to Disrupt Learning. Now, Nigel, you came across this and you thought it would be a good thing to discuss. And we've read it and there are some interesting things in here. So it's not, we don't normally go and have a leaf through a vendor and what they're writing about necessarily, but it's just a useful look at digital mindset and what that is for L&D. So,
yes,
what took your eye in this?
The fact that it is very simple and straightforward. It's not going to change the world, but what it does do is give someone who is grappling with the whole issue of the digital disruption of learning a complete overview about what that actually means and what could happen as a result of those various elements. So digital disruption of learning is not one thing, it is many things. And this little booklet teases those out in a very helpful way. So I think it's really interesting, useful as an introduction. It's not going to allow you to develop your digital strategy or to take first steps or surgically analyze your current operation and decide which elements you should bring in. But if you just want to understand and get a clear idea of where things might go, this is good. And I haven't seen anything that's quite so helpful. Most things are either far too high level, i.e. they give the three massive trends in digital disruption today, or micro, saying, let's implement chatbots. This is somewhere in the middle. It shows the panoply of what's going on, and it gives some examples of how that might change your learning operation in your company. What about you, Martin? Did you feel that's true?
Well, I thought that's a very good overview from you, Nigel, so thank you for that. I liked the fact that it describes the digital mindset in six ways. It talks about automation, flexibility, media, interactivity, collaboration, and the Internet of Things. And for each of those areas, it briefly describes what they are, and it briefly looks at what that could mean for learning, and I think this is smart. At the end of the chapter or the section on that topic, it then poses a few questions just to prompt thinking and inquiry around what that area, say automation or flexibility, might mean for learning. So I think it's a really useful guide to A, pass around the learning team just for that discussion. So, because then you could start inquiring about, well, what do those different things mean for us? What do they mean for my skills? And I think also it's just an interesting one to be putting in front of some stakeholders. If the challenge is to educate the business around what digital could look like for learning and performance, then it'd be reasonable to say that, you know, in fact, this is a really easy to access sort of entry level look at the things that we should be considering. And the other thing I would say is towards the end of this, I called it a report, but it's more sort of a guide. There's this little bit on test driven cultures and how to test, like A/B testing in marketing. And basically this idea of having a hypothesis, experimenting, getting evidence, looking at the insights, and that whole loop around getting started on something. And it really simply describes that sort of process and the testing methods you could use that go with that. And I think that's really useful as well. So yeah, I'm completely with you in your analysis. And I think, you know, all I would say is I think that some of those details within that and the topic areas it covers are very practical and very of the moment.
Yeah, I think that's, again, a very, very good summary. And I think those questions, for example, you could give the document to your team and then you could focus on a set of questions to discuss, to try and work out what you might do next or what you need to know in order to make the next decision. This won't take you to the next level, but it will give you a good, I suppose, foundation for moving to the next level. And that is helpful. I like the way it's designed. It's very well structured. It's very clear. And as you said, it ends with a whole series of quite intelligent questions at the end of each section. So it could be, if you like, an enabler to the development of the learning team over a period of 6 months. You could take, you know, each section in turn, you know, once a week or once a fortnight, and that will give everybody a better overview. I also think, though, this is not something to give to the CEO. This is an internal learning document, and what you would present back to the organization is a very much greater, refined, cut down version of what we will actually do, maybe based on the learning that's in this. So it's not a generic document. It's very much aimed at upskilling L&D. And that is something that needs to happen. And it's very hard in many L&D teams to get that level, bring everyone up to that level that allows them to have intelligent discussion. You just get prejudice and, you know, oh, we heard this and so-and-so said they could do that. This is that kind of document. Basic, solid, reliable, and based around good, sensible content. That's my view.
Right. So we will leave it there. We'll add it onto the From Scratch website so you can access it there alongside this podcast episode. So yeah, that's great, Nigel. Until next time.
Until next time, Martin. Thank you very much. From Scratch.